What's the best CRM? The one that you use. Sales Engine, the CRM for the reverse mortgage professional. Simple, powerful, and effective. For more information, visit reversefocus.com or email info@reversefocus.com. This week, HECM endorsements remain flat after financial assessment. Secretary Ben Carson discusses HUD austerity, not reverse mortgage program. California's largest broker expands HECM lending with training program. And taking Social Security early, it has long-term costs. You're listening to episode 469 for Monday, June 12th. Welcome back to this, the nation's only weekly podcast for all things reverse mortgage. In our first story, HECM endorsements remain stagnant after the financial assessment. HECM endorsements fell by 3.6% from the months of April to May, according to recent data from Reverse Market Insight. 4,854 reverse mortgages were endorsed or insured amongst FHA's approved lenders last month. That was down from 5,036 in the month of April and March's record high of 5,364. Not surprisingly, many had been cautiously optimistic, hoping for a rebound in origination and also endorsement volume, but that may not be coming so quickly. John Lundy of Reverse Market Insight says it could be a slow and steady slide that quells rumors of a resurgence for now. Recent spikes in monthly volumes could be temporary, as Lundy notes that there has not been a corresponding increase in FHA case number assignments or a demand for HECM counseling sessions. Now, their most recent post for the May report, quote, paints a picture of a gradual decline. While our industry has somewhat recovered from the post-financial assessment era with the new underwriting guidelines, we still do face considerable headwinds when it comes to HECM endorsement volumes increasing significantly. To say that the Trump administration's HUD budget is austere could be an understatement. Nevertheless, Secretary Ben Carson traveled to the Hill to defend the administration's housing and urban development budget, and also to spell out his vision for a lean agency that promotes personal responsibility and home ownership. However, Secretary Carson did not mention the home equity conversion mortgage program in his remarks. He addressed the Senate and House Appropriations Committees last week, and he delivered similar opening statements. He also came back to the popular themes of the value of hard work, fiscal restraint, and the preference for local and state over federal, and the benefits of public-private partnerships. Now, the Trump administration's budget for HUD calls for nearly $1 trillion in loan guarantees for MMI and Ginnie Mae, and he did praise their role in helping Americans purchase homes. Carson said, Federal Housing Administration mortgage insurance premiums, along with the mortgage-backed securities guarantee of Ginnie Mae, will continue as a path for responsible homeowners to have access to credit so they can build wealth through home ownership. Carson also noted that the Trump administration's decision to halt an Obama-era plan to reduce the mortgage insurance premiums on FHA loans actually helped ensure the stability of the program, saying, there is over $1.1 trillion in outstanding loan guarantees, which are subject to economic risk and uncertainty. Carson also hinted at possible changes to policy that would impact the MMI fund, but not until they have an FHA commissioner. I look forward to bringing on an FHA commissioner to get their perspective on the state of the fund, said Carson. Additional actions may be warranted so that we can put our households in a path to success and provide upward mobility for borrowers. Now, there is much skepticism in D.C. when it comes to the HUD budget from both Democrats and Republicans alike. The program's budget, at least proposed budget, would slash $6.2 billion from the department, with cuts to community block grants and also rental assistance program. California's largest broker is expanding their HECM footprint in the marketplace with a unique approach. C2 Financial, based in San Diego, is the largest mortgage broker in the state of California and the second largest broker in the country. With a network of over 500 strong across the western states, C2 has launched a new training initiative, and the company plans to make inroads through its existing network of originators, prospective brokers, and partners. Our population of loan originators are senior originators. They are typically 45 to 60 years old with a very developed portfolio of clients and long-term influence, said Scott Harms, manager of C2's reverse mortgage division. Now, they are no new player in the reverse industry. In fact, they were founded under the leadership of the late Monty Howard in 2013. They have since grown with the participation of Scott Harms and his daughter Christina Harms. Also, operations manager Frank Teveny plays a key role. Once originators pass the entire training course, passing C2's Mortgage Loan Originator Certification Exam, they receive access to the company's Blue Door Portal, and from that they can draw on marketing materials and also lender resources. C2 offers three course levels, 101 covering the basics of the HECM, a 201 level course that has more advanced nuts and bolts about the program, a 300 level course is also offered that focuses on implementation. C2's Scott Harms says, "We don't want beginners purporting to be experts. In order to get C2 Reverse on their business cards, we want them to know what they're doing." C2 also has a very unique generational lending model, and that allows originators to sell real estate as well. So between mortgage lending, reverse mortgage lending, and real estate, these three legs of their stool serve as a strong and balanced program, says Harms. And in her last story, when seniors decide to take Social Security has long-term costs and impacts, and that decision is perhaps one of the most difficult that retirees face. And the answer isn't always clear as to which one will bring immediate happiness, this according to financial planner and blogger Dirk Cotton, as he writes in his most recent post in RetirementCafe.com. The common retirement wisdom today dictates that smart planners delay Social Security benefits as long as possible in the effort to secure the highest monthly payout. But that strategy doesn't always work for all Americans, with the gradual disappearance of defined benefit pensions or programs. And for some, that peace of mind of getting the benefit earlier outweighs the financial losses long term. In Cotton's experience, it isn't just the immediate need that drives some retirees to claim Social Security early. It's also the fear that the benefits will not be there when they need them due to fiscal issues in Washington, D.C., and also the growth of those who are depending on Social Security benefits as the baby boomer generation ages. Such recommendations as to when to take Social Security benefits really open up a larger discussion about a financial advisor's duty to their clients. In other words, what is acting in their best interest and what is really best for them? Simply based on financial outcomes, or should it be based on the customer's happiness and peace of mind? Cotton says, "Best may mean to us a plan that survives the most simulations, and the plan that eliminates worst-case scenarios, or the plan that uses retirement resources most efficiently. Those are all pretty good standards, but they don't measure happiness." And that concludes this week's episode of Reverse Focus Weekly, the nation's only weekly podcast for the reverse mortgage professional. Also, be sure to visit HECMworld.com for the latest breaking news, commentary, and our weekly videos and articles. We'd like to thank our podcast sponsor who made this broadcast possible. Thank you again for listening, and have a great week.